So you guys need to stop tripping over downloading Facebook's app Messenger. I have been using Messenger since it launched a few years back. And at first I was kind of like, okay, why do we need another one? But I wasn't exactly mad. I actually like downloading new apps and trying them out, so it wasn't a big deal for me. What's one more app? I mean, if you don't have the room, I'm sure you don't use all of the apps that you have on your phone all the time. And if you simply do not have enough storage for one app, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, get rid of one. Because I think it's worth it to have it. It's just the same as having WhatsApp or Instagram. And people are on Facebook all the time. And you will notice once you're looking on someone's Facebook feed and they post something and then you're like, oh, let me message them. It is kind of cumbersome sometimes that you have to like switch forth, back and forth, but some people just use Facebook just to message and they might not live in the same countries or what have you. Text messaging rates can be high, I guess. But for whatever reason, I think you should just stop bitching about it. Like, people always bitch about anything that's new, or they feel like, oh, there's a lot of people that are just like, oh, absolutely not, I refuse to download it. Well, then you refuse. But it's a pretty cool app, and it's fast, and there's stickers. I mean, who doesn't love free stickers to send to your friends of, like, Snoopy and the Muppets? Come on. Pusheen, that cat, the fat cat. I love that sticker pack. He can do, like, voice clips, like little audio, sometimes I'll say it's a stuff on there, and pictures. So it's cool. I like their upgrades each time it gets better, and I think they're just trying to make sure that you're not getting stale from just using Facebook, and that I mean, everybody has, like, an account, so that's kind of how you talk to people, and you don't necessarily have to give them your number. You can just chat on there, and that's how I get work sometimes, too, is on Facebook. People message me through messages, so it's convenient, even though it's so easy nowadays for people to track down your number. I keep getting, like, these random people calling me with recorded marketing messages. It's probably through an app or something. I have no idea. So, anyways, the app isn't bad, okay? So, I'm sure there's plenty of other apps that are horrible out there that you have downloaded. Just try it out for like a week or so, and then if it's that bad, then just use the browser and see how much fun that will be for the rest of the time of your life on Facebook. Who knows if we will use anything else. At this point, doesn't really seem like it. But anyways, what do you guys think of the ice bucket challenge for raising awareness to the ALS? I don't know. It's kind of... I saw my brother actually do... Well, I recorded my brother about a month ago when he did the challenge. He said his friend challenged him, and at that time I was like, what's going on with the bucket? But then by now it's like sweeping over everybody. I just watched like Bill Gates do it, and people from Google are doing it. Someone challenged Oprah Winfrey. I don't know if she's going to want her hair to get wet. But it is just hilarious. I don't think I would do it. I don't know. It's crazy. But it's cool to watch. And it's for a good cause. People are donating money. I actually think people should donate anyways if they decide to partake in the video. At least a small donation or something. Anything would be cool. And that's all I guess I will say for now. Hopefully this will go through. And yeah. Download Facebook Messenger. Do it! Just kidding, you don't have to. But, yeah. I think the only thing that I don't really like is when people do, like, group messages. Like, I just got one right now where, like, 47 people were in the group message. So I had to leave the conversation. And I don't even know if I was exactly friends with that person. Let me check. No, because I left the convo. She disappeared. Yeah. And then there's also people getting mad about so many people posting selfies online. And honestly, get over it. People are going to be posting selfies as long as we have the ability of a fucking camera and all these photo sharing sites and apps and whatever. If you don't like it, just unfollow them on Facebook. You know how to do it. There's a little arrow. Click unfollow posts. You still have them as a friend, but you won't see all their updates. And if you want to see their updates, just go to their page. Make it easier for yourself. And all this bitching and complaining. There's so many people on Facebook that are annoying. Everybody's fucking annoying on the internet. Like, I'm sure there's people that you are just like, oh, do I have to see one more picture of their kid? Or do I have to see one more picture of this guy's lunch? Or I don't really care about this person's vacation photos. Or why are you taking pictures at a concert? You can't even see shit. It's all blurry. Everybody takes crappy photos. Everybody is posting the same five videos. P. Diddy is a part of all that. Like, I see a video maybe a month ago from like BuzzFeed, and then it'll be all over the internet, and the same five videos will be like circulating between my friends, and I'm just like, okay, unfollow. So mainly I will hide videos from radio stations, because I notice they try to post a lot of those, like, kids dancing and falling and pets trying to get peanut butter off the counter on a skateboard or whatever. I don't know. Like, some of that stuff I really don't care for. So, instead of making, maybe I should just every day make a rant about, oh my god, stop posting all that stuff. Well, what do you want people to do? Like, you know, specifically tailored.